Time to get another great encounter, this time from one of Australia's great singer-songwriters.
On digital, online,
you're with Ali Clark
on ABC Radio Adelaide.
It's time to get another great encounter of the breakfast kind, and I must admit, I can remember exactly where I was when I fell in love with this man and his band. His name is Tim Friedman from the Whitlams. Good morning, Tim.
Good morning, Ali. Where were you, please?
I was in a car with my girlfriend in my uni days, driving from Brisbane to the Sunshine Coast, heading up to Mooloolabah, and Louis Burdette came on. I reckon it must have been Triple J at that stage, and I remember listening to it going, what is this sound? And that was it. I was hooked to the Whitlams and to you. So, sorry, you stuck with me.
The end of 1997, maybe.
Yeah. That was my great encounter with you. Before we get stuck into you coming to Adelaide, have you got a great encounter?
Well, I thought I'd be a little bit obvious and I'd talk about the person that I met more than once, maybe 15, 20 times. But what was strange about it is every time I met him, I got the same feeling of being in a heightened sensibility, the day or the evening, leaning forward on its seat, and that was Gough Whitlam.
Mm. So was this all like a masterly plan by you to call yourself after someone in the hope that you would then meet them?
Not at all, funnily enough. Not at all. And it was possible that they would never meet us because they some of their staff and friends would pop along in the early days to make sure that everything was kosher.
Did they stand out in the Whitlams crowd, all these political minders?
We just heard that, you know, some staff member had dropped in and sort of assured the powers that be that, nothing untoward was happening.
What was it like the first time you did meet Gough Whitlam?
Well, the first two times it was really just, can I have your signature? It was a Labor Party function and we just got a signature and got excited. The second time was when he actually was kind enough to award us an ARIA award where we bent down in front of him, and that was having a 10-minute chat backstage. But I didn't really get to meet him properly until about 3 years later. I started doing some work for the Mick Young Scholarship Foundation. Mick Young, of course, was the member for Port Adelaide in the 70s and the Federal Secretary of the Labor Party, and he was big on education. Charity where he'd give lots of money to financially disadvantaged TAFE students.
Yeah.
And I talked into sort of auctioning myself, and people would pay money and I'd go along to their barbecue and sing a few songs and we'd raise money. And Gough was the patron because, of course, he was very close to Mick Young. And so when he saw that I was sort of donating myself, he asked me to lunch. I was very excited and I went to lunch with Gough, and I should always mention Margaret too because she had the same amount of,
gravitas. And, yeah, there you go. Yep.
And there was just as much excitement meeting her, really. Part of the charm was watching the interplay between the two of them and how socially and intellectually they were equals.
Yeah.
So we went to lunch and then that became a bit of a thing. I'd sometimes, when he got a bit more immobile, I would take lunch from a good restaurant over to his office and we'd have a little bite and share a bottle of Chianti amongst three or four of us. And then when Gough became immobile, I used to ask Margaret out to concerts because she liked to go and see the Australian Chamber Orchestra and things like that. So I'd meet her at the Opera House and poor old Gough would say, oh, you're off with your boyfriend again. he'd be stuck back at the ranch.
And in the end, did he like your music?
He was kind enough. They actually came to the concert. They would have been in their late 80s, and it was their first rock concert. So they'd managed to avoid the art form for many, many years.
All that time. Well,
he preferred his light orchestral.
Yeah.